Right, welcome to the Feelway podcast brought to you by Feelway Studios. We are on series two. We made it.
Indeed, we did.
We've got so much cool shit coming for you right now.
A lot of cool artists coming this
week. A lot of cool creatives.
Yeah.
We are so excited to launch this off. It's quicker than you all expected. Mm-hmm. Liam, hit us with an introduction of our debut premiere guest.
The debut can't be done lightly. You need a big heavy hitter for it.
Big rollout.
So we've got a music artist with an international bag, flavors from the Netherlands, flavors from Ghana, the man who tells Siri to set an alarm for his opponents for sleeping on him, 1/5 of the Black Market Gallery, and the man who fears nobody, Kingston.
Come on,
in the house.
Yo, I need a clip of that intro.
Yeah, you'll get it. I was working on that on a busy train.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the way here.
Get out of the tram.
Yeah, nah, fuck with that.
Thank you. I like that.
No, I didn't. Mother's Life, I didn't.
Did you not hear the references?
Did you not hear the references?
Yeah.
Netherlands, Ghana, 1/5 of Black Market Gallery. A man who fears nobody.
Yeah,
ChatGPT wasn't used there. This is original thoughts.
I don't know.
Damn right.
This is original thoughts.
You missed one half of the Splash Brothers.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, this is something I said we needed to do before we go in, hence notice the... They're all wearing the same glasses and Sam doesn't rate them.
I don't rate them at all, mate. But
we've done it for the intro.
I'm going to swap to my nice ones.
Come on.
Yeah, they do look good. They're good. Anyway.
Bosh. Right, so.
To kick us off.
The new format. You have got used to me and Liam chatting shit on our own.
Yeah.
And now we're going to chat shit with guests.
Come on.
That's effectively it.
Yeah,
no, I'm joking.
Kingston, how you doing today? Thanks for coming on the show.
Not bad. Come on, man.
Thanks for kicking it off for us.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm excited, man. I've been gassed. Since you guys started it, I have been watching.
We said you were at the top of the list.
We've got a name of 30 plus people on it.
Mm-hmm.
Your name is right at the top of the list of the first person.
I appreciate it, man.
It's a well-worthy debut for all of us here.
It had to be a blockbuster.
Yeah. I'm gassed, man. Let's go.
And spoiler alert. Well, no spoiler. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Go on.
But Kingston's performances are sick.
I'm excited to hear it. I've had a glimpse.
Got a cheeky little remix of a big tune at the moment as well.
Say no more. I don't want to hear it.
Naughty.
No spoilers.
So our plans then, Kingston. The idea is that I think we had a chat with you before, but like everybody, a lot of podcasts these days, especially for like underground artists, everyone's like, oh, so why'd you write that song about your mum? Tell me like, oh, yeah, all nah. these that like, oh, 800 views.
No offense
that's
to your
sick.
Mom.
Like,
yeah.
But yeah, and again, no offense. And again, like we're all grinding like that. But I just mean. No one's going to buy into that stuff straight away.
Man. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we're idiots and people have been buying into us being idiots.
Yeah.
So we might as well just all be ourselves and have fun.
Exactly.
People are going to buy into that.
But to start us off with a musical-based question anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Someone we're going to introduce going forward to every musical artist for a segment called Desert Island Discs.
Okay.
So you're on a desert island.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, you have you're not getting off this island, but you have 3 albums, mixtapes, whatever you can take with you. What are those 3?
For some reason, you've got a CD player.
You've got a CD player, whatever.
iPod Nano with permanent battery life.
Yep.
And I'm by myself.
You're by yourself.
What does that mean? It's like shame free or something? Like you work. Like
you don't have to cater to anyone else. You've just for you.
For me. No, like.
Yeah. And you have 3 albums. So you got for the rest of your life, you're going to live it. Yeah. What are those 3 albums?
Tough.
Yeah.
Okay. First one, I think it's Chance the Rapper Coloring Book.
Cold. Great choice.
When that album dropped.
I love the current book.
I still listen to the album now.
100 times better than Acid Rap.
Oh, yeah.
Because the thing is,
it doesn't actually have to be like the 3 best albums or even your 3
favorite albums. You need repeatability. Current book has got repeatability, though.
Yeah.
And if it's the only music you're going to ever listen to for the rest of your life, you want.
Yeah, exactly.
I definitely want
like a bit of variety.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
the Coloring Book's got alone as
Coloring
well.
Book's I don't know why that's the first one that came to my head.
You're in your gospel hip hop R&B bag there. That's locked off. What's next?
Features as well. So you kind of cheated.
Why is that cheating?
Nah, it's a good cheating. Do you know what I mean?
You cheated with the glasses. We're not talking about that. But yeah, so Chance the Rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West, obviously. We got to.
Who's it going to be, though? What's it going to be?
That's a good question.
I think I'd go Life of Pablo, you know.
Is it? Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a good answer.
Yeah.
It's 18 tracks or something.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, Life of Pablo. What's closing it out?
The last, I think it has to be Lil Wayne.
Obviously. I knew it was going to be.
That's my dog, man. That's my guy. Any Lil Wayne album, to be honest.
Is it?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, respect. Well, onto this. And another segment, certainly with any rappers that we bring on the show.
Oh,
any Afrobeats artist, is your Mount Rushmore of hip hop acts. So it's your four only that are your greats. I knew Wayne was going to be on there
for
sure.
Yeah, of course. Wayne, yeah, we all know Wayne.
So Wayne's got the first spot. Yeah. Who's your other three?
The founding fathers.
You know, with this question, I feel like there's always like a right answer.
No right answers.
No, if you think about it, when you ask people, everyone kind of knows who they want to answer in it. But I think I'm going to go with like the people who like, I kind of like follow my sound and
yeah.
So I'll go with that.
Do it.
Because yeah, Lil Wayne's on there, Defo.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know who Sarkodie is. Mm-mm. So he's a Ghanaian artist. Like one of the first like African like rappers were like Jay-Z was co-signing him and like he was working with Kanye. So like one of the first guys. So yeah, definitely Sark. Then Getz.
Yeah, I know Getz.
Boy.
I've seen Getz live. When I saw Stormzy, he brought Getz out.
So Getz is definitely on there like at the moment. And then who else? How many have I got left?
You got one left.
One left.
You're gonna do another UK, you're gonna go back to America.
I love it when it's a unique lineup like this.
So you've gone American, you've gone UK, and you've gone Ghanaian. You got one more to close it out.
I'll probably put like J-Hus on there.
J-Hus?
Yeah, man. Bring J-Hus back.
That's
where you gone?
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. But I feel like that's my, if you listen to my sound and my music,
that's what we want.
Those are the kind of guys you hear.
That's a good lineup. Yeah, man.
And the whole point we wanted to do these segments is like give these artists an excuse to talk about what their music sounds like
without, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Shout out them guys, yeah.
That's a perfect four.
Yeah, no, I like it. Solid answer.
We're never going to wear that four again, are we? That's what I like
not
about
those exact
question,
four. We should hear it though. Getz is a great one. That's a really good one.
And he always Getz as well. There are a lot of times like he's recreated his image and brought himself back.
Mm. Mad respect
crazy,
for that.
Bro, yeah. Well, he's been around for like 20 years. I remember hearing Getz when I was in high school, like in 2007. So like really early when I first started, when I was 11. So he's been around for a long time.
But that's what I mean. He started with grime. He was doing obviously grime, Boiler Rooms.
Yeah.
Went for a bit. Then like they started releasing music.
Yeah.
It was good. But Getz now, he's on 100, man. He's on 100. So
Levels. Well, on this and talking about this, this is a really good segue. For someone, and I've said this to you before, I've never known someone who isn't from this city that I was born in who knows more people I know in said city.
It's ridiculous.
The amount of times when someone will go, oh, I know King's from XYZ. And it's only because I've been to a few parties with you since.
Yeah.
And this is what he does at parties. He has his Instagram ready to go. He's saying, what's up, Kingston? Yep. Follow me on this and that, and he'll go and just market himself.
That's it, man.
I was going to ask on this. So, for you, because that's obviously a very extreme example that I think only works for someone like you. You've got to be very extroverted. But what are some ways that you think modern music artists can really market themselves as best as possible?
Great question.
Because there's a way you do it. It's very unique, but that's a tough one for someone to just go up to parties and be like, I'm a music artist, listen to my stuff. Do you know what I mean?
To be honest, I don't know, innit? I think I just do what works for me. But everyone's kind of different. Yeah. So I could not tell you. You know, some people just go into a room and they'll put their music on.
Yeah.
Whereas me,
I respect that.
You say I'm confident
I'm not confident enough to do that. Listening to me.
Yeah, I'm not confident enough to do that.
You should do that. So you're confident enough to go around to 20 man and say,
yeah, because
what's your name?
Once you meet me, there's a lot of things that you go, oh yeah, that guy's cool, I fuck with him, like over certain things. But you just putting your music on saying, that's me.
You don't want to be
jarring. Straight away just the first thing, is this music good or not?
Yeah,
see,
it's a fair
they're not even getting to know you, you know what I mean? Whereas me, I put my brand first.
I respect
Then the music
it.
Comes and it all just meshes. Yeah.
That's a good one. You don't want to be at a party, put your music on, and hear someone shout,
in it, like, in it,
get this
turn
trash
this shit off. And I've been to a party where that happened, and it was bad.
You were like, who turned that on?
Yeah.
Not me.
Joe, it's funny you're saying that as well, because Liam asked me what happened when me and Kingston Ronaldo, half an hour ago.
Someone recognised him?
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about.
Literally, yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. This is someone who was born in Luton, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was born in Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah, of course. You're born out. You got Dutch passport?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, respect. Yeah, so.
So do you? I feel like an outlier. Right?
Yeah, now you do. But I'm saying, like, because obviously you came here and I met you in 2014.
Yeah,
uni. When you started
uni.
Yeah. And then now, since built yourself as such a massive platform on your socials and connected to a lot of people, events, and whatever. Like, for you, there's never a day when you're going into town, I assume, and not bumping into someone that you now know.
Literally, yeah. If you ask my friends, they're literally like, yo, like, they actually ask me, what's wrong with you? But.
Nah, just
the no, but like it's one of those. No, because I think imagine you're in a rush going somewhere, and then you bump into someone. Like we were saying before, you bump into someone, and then you have to stay there and talk as well. Because like, come on, you go if you see someone, you can't just be like, yeah, I'm going by it.
You're preaching to the converted. Yeah. I've literally said to Kingsman before, like he got here and I was stood 500 yards away for 10 minutes talking to someone we bumped into. And I was like, I was like, I can't. Like, you're like, I've got to go. So that's the same.
Exactly.
And to be fair, he's giving a humble answer there. But at the end of the day, a man like Kingston's the best. Best example of like people putting themselves out there in every possible sense and like, you know, like fingers in many pies kind of thing. Because I mean, like, you know, with I do the studio and events and stuff like this, and it's a bit like Kingston, you can't just do one thing.
No, 100%. I think you just can't assume people are gonna find your music organically, innit?
Literally.
Nah. I'm the biggest believer in closed mouths don't get fed.
Damn right.
Like facts. you have to be talking.
You have to be out there.
Do you know what I mean? If you're not if you're introducing your name, people by first name and your government name and job and whatever you're doing, and not yourself as an artist. I've not called you your real name in probably
seven years.
True. Yeah.
I've not called you your real name. Do you know what I mean?
But even for like 2 years, I was called Splash Bro for a bit.
Yeah, yeah, of course. We were Splash Bros. We played a lot of ball together, innit? So, and I'm excited to do it again this summer. So
come on, nah, I'm down.
That's what I mean. But I think you can tell, even from speaking of which, the way you play ball, that you're probably an artist because you're like this. When somebody's playing with this, if you're not on his team, you don't like this guy.
Yeah, nah.
Because every single play is this. Yeah, if he gets it in, does he get it in whatever,
anything.
He's talking.
If it's competitive.
You couldn't hoop with a, you know, something in your mouth. You just have to be giving it this.
Yeah, man.
All game, but.
Because it riles everyone up. It I'm very competitive.
I'm like that as well. You
but
have
I don't
to
just
talking.
Like to win for the sake of winning. I'm going to rile you up as well.
Win.
You play your best, I play my best.
Rub it in their face.
And when I come up on top, it's even sweeter, you know what I mean?
Of course, you have to be. But that's this.
Is that like dark? That's very bad minded.
No, not at all. I'm the exact same. I can't play like Mascot. I play bad if I'm not talking.
Doing exactly.
Even
them.
Strangers, when we're playing at Hume Park, I have to be talking.
It's different with basketball as well, though. I mean, like,
there's a lot more.
Football trash talk is one thing, but like, there's a different level with basketball.
It is, because we're also. This what I mean. In a basketball court that's small, condensed, however big it is, everyone's hearing this conversation.
Exactly.
If I'm cussing you out and saying that your shot is dead, and this has gotten your game is whatever trash, all your teammates, everyone else is hearing it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's part of it.
Nothing about basketball as well. I think like football, because there's so many people, like I could say, oh, you've not got a shot.
You
might not be able to shoot for like 10 minutes.
Yeah that's
you know
true.
What I mean?
Yeah,
whereas basketball goes, oh, you got a dead shot. But in the next three possessions, you have to shoot.
It's so very like, true.
Yeah.
There's a lot more of a psychological element to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man.
You know what? This is a really nice segue. Do you want to introduce it? Just because he's already mentioned it.
So, in our first series, we had a little clip blow up from basically an argument.
Is it what's harder, football or basketball?
Yeah, of course.
I commented.
I know you did. Yeah. Go on, let me introduce it. I want to hear this.
And I'm not going to enjoy this next 5 minutes, right?
You know what he's going to say?
I do know what he's going to say.
Go on, let's go on.
And it was, what is harder, basketball or football? A conversation me and Liam have had for many years.
Yeah.
Because he's a basketballer, I'm a footballer. Mm-hmm. But again, we always knew that maybe we weren't the perfect ones for it because I don't really play basketball and he don't really play football.
We need someone who plays both.
But again,
what
I'm
do we have in the studio
today?
I'm going
to defend myself right now because I don't know how much football this guy's playing.
What are you talking about? You're trying to G-check his football.
Bro, I play like twice a week.
Calm, he plays more than you.
I play basketball twice a week, football twice a week.
Shit. Can we move on then? I don't want his
Let me do a King 7. Let's flip it, innit? Let me take over. Why do you think football is harder, please?
He had the deadest reasons, I'm telling you.
The
most unlegitimate reason I've ever
heard. He's purely saying that for camera, right? Because his reasons, I prove him wrong and then he just doubled down.
Okay, go ahead. Now, what's your reason?
And I'm going to like forget all of my good reasons right now. I know this is what's going
on. I've got mine ready to go.
You knew this was coming. Basically, at the end of the day, I think you are born as a human being and you use your hands.
Yeah.
You don't do anything with your feet other than walk and run. Simple as that. Any sport that's going to use your hands, I feel like you already have a head start learning it.
Yeah. Okay.
I just think that's a fact. And I think, look at him.
Didn't say nothing.
In the corner, I can see his hand. Like, nah, fuck
off.
Anyway, and at the end of the day, I think it's a tough one because I'm not saying that like there's a black and white answer to this. I'm just saying that I think with football, you can get to a simple, because he thinks the fact that he can like pass the ball side to side, he can hold himself like playing football. And he thinks that that's like, sweet, that means it's piss easy. He's shit at football.
Never said that.
You said that last time.
You've never seen me play football either.
Yes, I have. I've played football with you.
I don't remember that.
Exactly. Well, you don't remember much, do you, to be fair. But anyway, listen, exactly, listen. So I think it you can get to a basic level with football, maybe quicker, right? But then the elite levels of football are just so, so much more advanced than anything, and especially with basketball.
Yeah,
right?
He's not
listen,
buying it.
I don't care, right?
I'm letting you land. Thank you.
Because I'm trying to speed through a couple ones as well here, and especially because right, and like I said, a bit to be fair, the one I want to die on the hill for is the hands. Is basically me. I never play basketball, right? But I can already do a bit of dribbling. I can't shoot for shit, to be fair. But my point being is hand-to-eye coordination is already a thing. You don't have foot-to-eye coordination naturally unless you play a sport with your feet. I think my arguments are better when
that is
I'm
the
responding.
Deadest argument. I've
not
ever
true
heard
at all.
You go first. Please feel free to go first.
Okay.
Just trash this man's argument.
So I'm not gonna trash it. I hear what you're saying, innit? Yeah. But
go on,
I'm gonna talk from my personal opinion, innit? Yeah. So I'd say I've played football and basketball pretty much for the same amount of time.
Fair.
Yeah. But I've played basketball at a higher level.
Right.
I'd say.
Okay.
Because obviously I went through like college,
uni. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So we played in like a few divisions, me and Liam as well.
Yeah.
So whereas football, I kind of play it off and on until lockdown. Then I picked up football. So I was playing, so we played lockdown with just a few friends.
Yeah.
Then I joined this group. Then we joined like Sunday League.
Right.
Yeah. So at this moment, I play Sunday League, which pretty decent competition.
Yeah.
Like, and I play left back. So I start left back.
Yeah.
And like, and there's other people who've played like semi-pro and played in Nigeria and I'm starting above them.
Yeah.
So to me, the science just shows football is easier to learn.
Yeah.
Do you not think, listen though, this is my biggest argument.
Yeah.
Why is football the world's game if it's not the most easily pickable? People, you're seeing kids in Somalia kicking around like a little
that's because
ball.
It's the most popular
because
sport. It's an
older
sport.
Of course
sport.
It's the most popular.
But that's
because everyone can play it.
No, it's because it's an older sport. Factually,
time
it's because
has got
it's
nothing
an older
to do
sport.
With it.
How does it not?
No, but
because
like,
I'm telling you now, we said this.
No, let me, okay,
no, I'm not saying
okay,
it's not bigger.
You know,
no,
basketball, I'm put it this way, yeah. Basketball, like, yeah, there's certain tools you need to play basketball.
Yeah.
So not every Tom, Dick and Harry can play basketball.
You've reminded me of my argument. Please carry on.
Every Tom, Dick and Harry
every
can play football.
Can play football.
But, right,
said,
hang on.
I said this.
Nah.
If this is the case, then, because he said about just being tall or whatever, and I said, I'm telling you, all the best players on earth are not the biggest player.
Yeah.
Not the biggest players in the league.
I think that's an argument.
And it's not, because it's so much more than just height and size.
Well, that explanation
to
that argument is...
All the seven
literally,
guys.
Yeah.
But that, I think that explanation to that argument is still dead because there is not one overruling, like... technical skill you can have in football that can make mean you can walk into the top division. There is with basketball. No, but there is. No, there isn't. There is.
No,
right?
There isn't.
There is players.
Go on.
And I don't know all the names, but I know this. What's the main, what's the new?
Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, exactly right. No, everyone can walk around saying, oh yeah, well, he blocks real good. That's because he's fucking 9 foot or whatever
the
ball
is.
Yeah,
but.
Bro, no, okay, let me look at on your point on Victor, on your point for Victor, when he was 10, he was out here playing, and let's be real, he's from France, isn't it?
Yeah.
When he was in France, he was out here playing grown men, full-size grown men, and doing that to them.
But how tall was he then?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's, look, okay,
I think it
listen,
does matter, though. That's the
everyone
thing.
Agrees, we've got men bodies and boy bodies.
Yeah, of course.
So at 10 years old, he's got a boy body. So if he's doing that to grown men, that just straight away shows the talent.
Well, you can get that in many sports, though. I mean, like, Wayne Rooney at 13 was playing with the under-18s. Like, I honestly don't see it like that.
No, but in football, you can see it when these boys with little bodies are put into the Prem. They're getting raggled.
Yeah, mashed up. Yeah, that's true. But this is the thing. I swear you're going to pretend this doesn't exist right now, but there is literally a Chinese player, I can't remember his name, who's... It was like the state almost put these parents in a room. Was like, you need to make it. There you go.
Was it Yao Ming? Yeah.
Yao Ming?
He could still ball. He was still a good player.
But my point being,
Yao
he
Ming
was bred because they knew he was going to be tall as shit and be good at basketball.
Yeah, but here's my point.
He was actually also had to work on his game.
But
he was good.
Yeah, listen, that's the point.
We've had conversation about players, right, that have been picked up off the street in like Africa.
He wasn't picked off the street. He was
obviously not Yao Ming was picked off the street in Africa. Obviously, I mean, there was players that have been picked off the street because going, yo, that guy's tall as shit. They've walked in a couple of training sessions. You pass the ball left to right and just go like that in front of them and he could hold his hand.
Okay, no, but okay, put it this way.
No,
if we're talking about like the top levels of both sports here, in football, it's pretty much politics. If we're going to talk about that.
Mm. In what sense?
Speak on
English tax.
Well, you're right, with like viability of players.
Exactly. So then again, how you rate it is irrelevant.
But
I don't understand what relevance that is though. Because basketball is literally rankings. From number who's number one all the way to who's the worst player in the league. And then you can come in from the bottom and literally work your way up.
So listen, in one country though.
But listen though, Kingston, I
gave you no. Because there's the European League, there's all these leagues, and they come across.
Yeah.
It's not very popular.
Listen though, Kingston, I said this to him, and I said this is a really fair middle ground I give him to him. I said football is the world sport. Mm-hmm. It's the greatest sport. Mm-hmm. It's the greatest sport that will ever be. It's the more, even though I play ball and I love that more, I get the big moments are bigger in football because of the history behind a lot of the clubs and whatever.
Because,
it's a much more extravagant, beautiful sport.
To add to that,
but it's an easier sport.
Not to be, I'll be honest with you, like basketball is not a world sport.
No, it's not. I love it, but I know that that's fine. It's obviously different. It's harder to catch a game here. But what I'm saying is that if I've been balling since I was 15 and I'm put my all in my craft, and there's still time where I'm struggling against players that are smaller than me, weaker than me. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Because it's such a technical game.
Sport, yep.
Because I said for him, it's just your feet are involved, the ball's on the ground, yeah? All your four limbs and body rotation, everything are essential for basketball.
You know, that's another thing I tell people.
It's not just
basketball,
this.
It's about rhythm.
Yeah, that's it's about rhythm.
So I think that's because of the intensity, and I don't disagree
no,
with that.
No, I mean in the sense of, I mean more in the sense of bouncing the ball.
I agree.
So when you're dribbling the ball, it's 1-2, 1-2, but you can't do that the whole game. If someone's running at you, you got to do a 1-2, 1-2, 1-3, round your back, through your legs.
It's not saying there's not thinking in the back here, but I have to go behind back, I have to use shoulders, I have to spin, I have to...
Football's got it, but it's not as rhythmic.
But I think we can have that conversation and say, but to be fair, what I won't ever disagree on is, and like I said, my basic argument was the fact that, you know, the advanced levels of basketball are immensely difficult and technical ability is insane. I'll give you that. Of course it is.
Did you see that video of Steph hitting 106 three balls in the corner? Yeah,
before the game, innit?
Baseline. Yeah. 106. And he was pissed when he missed the last one.
Yeah.
106 balls from the corner is not something that any player can do. The average NBA player.
What you say the equivalent of that is in football?
It's like hitting, it's like hitting the crossbar 75 times in a row.
Which Ronaldinho
way outside the box
has got records for that and stuff like that.
How many times? But even still, he's
I always say Steph Curry and Ronaldinho are the parallels. I've always thought
that. We said we were going to do a topic on this of like Neymar, Kyrie.
To be fair, that might be
Irving,
perfect.
Like, they're similar.
Nah.
You don't think Neymar, Kyrie?
I don't know, because...
Let me land on Steph Curry because you might agree with this if you've got, obviously, because you've got football knowledge as well. But like, I think it's because Ronaldinho doing... just mad stuff with the football and with a smile on his face that no one else even tries made so many people fall in love with football.
Yeah. No, I agree
and
with that,
I see Steph Curry as that guy. And like,
they said the only difference is though, he never fulfilled his potential where Steph
got four fingers, he might
be the second best point guard.
It's not like a night and day parallel, but that's why I see their role in
not
the sport.
Like,
because Steph Curry got me into basketball. I will happily say that. I watch clips of Steph Curry all the time and he just blows my box off.
So I think with Steph Curry, the thing is that's when you realize, like, people realize, oh, I can play. Shit, I can play basketball.
He makes it look easy.
He made it look easy.
When he shoots,
it kind of like,
he's already running back on defense.
He's not that big. You know what I mean? I'd say LeBron James is Ronaldinho.
Think
because of just God-given talent.
See, it might be a cop out, but I see that as the CR7 any day of the week. Yeah, LeBron and Ronaldo.
Just because of the talent.
You mean like
won.
The work ethic?
Yeah,
but LeBron was just born like that. Because think about up to he went into the NBA, he wasn't really training. It's like the way it works is after a certain bit, and then you train and But LeBron was born to play basketball.
Yeah.
Like CR7.
I just to be fair, again, I'm like I'm the wrong person for it, but I've always seen parallels between them two, and especially because like they're both playing into the late 30s, 40s, like, and just the work ethic of them both being the goats and stuff. Because because at the end of the day, as much as people talk about Ronaldinho, they'll never say he's a goat. Yeah,
true,
because he isn't.
Yeah, just because you didn't get that to that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like,
Kyrie's Messi though. That's my.
Do you say that?
No, I said Kyrie like Neymar only because technical ability on the ball that no one's ever seen, but potentially didn't live up to the career they thought he was going to have because
Kyrie,
of other things.
What's Kyrie doing now?
I mean, you know what? This is the thing. The annoying thing is, when I mention this now, he's about to go to the finals, maybe tonight.
He's about to catch a
ring.
They're
playing tonight, and if he win, and I got up, they win because I want to see Ant-Man go, but I need to see Kyrie get another
chip. Kyrie needs another chip.
But I said this like a year or two ago to Sam, and now it's not coming true because he's had this like relapse of his career.
Yeah, literally.
Where now he's playing some of the best ball ever as a veteran.
Yeah, that's
and he wasn't like fading
like,
in.
Kyrie
I mean?
On the ball is like Neymar.
He does stuff you've never
seen.
Best ball handler ever.
But then like in the sense of like, you know, like Messi's running, no one can touch him.
Yeah,
that's Kyrie on the ball. Like,
no one can touch him.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's the same.
It's tough comparisons. Yeah.
Well, actually, not to go too off topic, but because we've got another Man United fan here.
Yeah,
I want to quickly dip on the fact that Man United won the FA Cup this weekend.
Come on.
Do you know? Only because he's right behind.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Another chance.
And honestly, we don't want to talk about it too much, but I think it's perfect because, like you say, you've got football knowledge and you play football. Mm-hmm. Leon doesn't really know anything. So
yeah, I'll check out for this segment.
But we've got a perfect like balance for this. Because what I want to ask, it's going to piss off a lot of people, right? A lot of people have been basically taking the piss out of Arsenal because Arsenal finished, this is context for Liam.
Bottle jobs!
Yeah, I didn't bother it!
It made me so happy, I'm not gonna lie. All my friends are Arsenal fans.
Have you not got like family that are like down that south though, like in Arsenal?
Like, yeah, like all my
Arsenal
friends, some of my family are Arsenal fans.
Yeah, I thought so.
And trust me, I mean,
exactly,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Right. Go on,
so the actual point is Arsenal have had a very good season. They finished second, only just behind City, and Arsenal fans seem pretty content with that. United have had the worst season since the 80s, I think, come away with an FA Cup win.
I don't understand how that works.
So again, I want to explain to Liam with no context. European competition.
Yeah.
The league.
The Coca-Cola title.
Oh my God. European competition, the league, the FA Cup and League Cup.
Okay.
Really, that's like that's the four.
And
no one's ever won
the
four. United and City have won the treble, right? So Arsenal can sit around and say that they're top dons right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they bottled it in every competition.
Yep. Yeah,
and United have had a shit. United's worst season.
Worst season
away with
ever.
More trophies than Chelsea, Arsenal. Liverpool,
I think I've seen a stat. It was a crazy stat. I don't know. I might be wrong, innit? Because you can't believe everything on Instagram.
Yeah.
It says that like we've lost more games this season than Fergie. Ever lost.
Ever won at home?
Yeah.
No, we lost.
Fergie's
ever. We've lost more games just in one season than Fergie's ever lost.
In 30 years?
It's something along them lines.
It's really close. I can't. It might be. I think Ten Hag's lost as many games in two seasons as Sir Alex has in 26. Maybe home games at Old Trafford.
That's crazy.
Because like people have been debating because United have had like such a bad season. But there's been a lot of reasons for that, a lot of injuries and stuff. People calling that cop out. But at the end of the day, this manager could possibly get sacked this week and he's still come out with two trophies in two seasons.
That's decent.
United
that's good
did
for
win
his
a trophy
CV.
For 7 years before Ten Hag.
Is this Ten Hag's first coaching job?
No,
managerial job.
Yeah, he was the guy.
More to Ajax.
Ajax.
Oh, yeah, he was Pep's right man at Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So he's no scrub.
We ain't going to find anyone
doing
better right now.
But didn't Jose Mourinho said he wanted to come back?
He did, but United won't have him back.
Why would they not do that?
Because he's just going to cause too much.
Is it beefing with the players?
And it'd be a backward step.
Is he not like a?
I think do is. I think Ten Hag deserves another chance.
I do.
I think he did with the tools he had. Because remember, 100%. he wasn't able to get all the players he wanted. Like let's say I want these players. But he had to get like the next option down. Made it work, like you know what I mean. He had old players.
Is this it?
Can I say how happy this guy is right now to be chatting on this podcast, chatting football? Because every week he has to. He's like, did you hear this massive news? About
Wayne Rooney played football for Man United. Like, that's literally the conversation.
I did like the one you guys did on the football players as well.
That wasn't even me. People genuinely didn't believe it was that bad.
Yeah.
What was it? What was that?
No, there was the Thomas Muller. For Rice Baby.
Yeah, Rice Baby, yeah.
Thinking Bukayo Saka.
Bukayo Wan-Bissaka.
That was close though. I was nearly at it.
Yeah, and there was someone I was like, oh, he's so familiar. It was like Carlos Tevez or Suarez or something.
Did you call Mason Mount Thomas Muller, I think, as well?
I did, I get them confused.
It wasn't even Declan Rice he called Thomas.
I thought Kevin De Bruyne was black for the years.
Oh yeah. That cracked me up.
I never knew he was ginger.
Cracked me up.
And I get the name. He doesn't even sound black. I get it.
But this is the thing, people in our friendship group. Of like, I mean, Dave, for example, when I first met Liam through Dave, and he always used to make me laugh because like Liam like lives through American culture and he's just not asked about any English culture.
Yeah.
Like doesn't watch English shows, doesn't watch English sports. SNL and like the Lakers. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Right. So then when he says Kevin De Bruyne, and Kevin is a black name because of basketball, I just thought that just sums up. Your awareness
KDB,
of
KD.
He's the most Kevin looking guy you've ever seen in your life.
He actually is. I never actually thought about it like that.
He's just like little ginger Belgian dude.
Yeah, literally.
Kevin.
But yo, he's a sick baller though. Jesus Christ, son.
Yeah. Yeah. World passer. Yeah.
What I want to get clipped right up is have United had a better season than Arsenal?
Is that not easy? Can I not even answer that?
I want your answer as well.
Obviously, yeah.
A win's a win. No, it's not even a win. Imagine, we've had one of the worst seasons, not just this season, probably ever.
In our history.
And we still come out with a trophy. No, do you know one thing I saw?
Trophy.
There's one thing I saw, I was like, that's crazy. So someone said, yeah, that's the difference between a big club and a big wannabe club.
Are you looking at me like I'm an arsehole?
Because a big club, a big club.
You're like looking at me like I'm
a big club at our worst.
Yeah, no, fair.
A big club at our worst. We're still winning something.
I like that answer.
Arsenal, you're struggling.
When was the last time you
won? Second place, that means you're the first to win, first to lose.
Oh, so you won last season and this season.
So this is the thing, Arteta, the Arsenal manager, everyone is
Samuel Arteta.
Mikel Arteta.
I was really confident.
You were close. You got
Samuel
the L.
I really going for Samuel Eto'o.
I think I was thinking
he's
of Samuel Eto'o.
Something close that he's there,
I will be thinking of someone. Like,
think of a 2006 player. He usually means that guy.
Yeah,
probably. Samuel Arteta. I reckon you meant Samuel Eto'o.
I think
right?
I did.
But anyway, right. Everyone is rim jobbing Mikel Arteta right now, the Arsenal manager.
Okay.
Right, and he has won. I think it's one trophy in his, what, 4 or 5 years at Arsenal?
Yeah.
And it was the FA Cup, I think, right?
That's a good one.
So no, I don't think has he won something? I don't think he has.
He won the FA Cup. That's the only reason he got, when they finished 8th for 2 seasons, they were shit. They kept him because he won the FA Cup.
Damn.
So, Erik ten Hag in 2 seasons, the way United have been awful Arsenal have been amazing, has won 2 trophies and Arteta has won none. So what I want to ask you, for the lovely people of TikTok.
Go on.
As someone who knows nothing about the sport.
Yeah.
I'm being nasty there. But
yeah, no, that's fair. That's
nothing
good,
about
that's
the
fine.
Sport, right? Would you rather have a season where you finish terribly in the league and everyone ridicules you, still walk out with a top trophy, or challenge for the league?
Remember that trophy?
Exactly.
Thank you.
It's a simple
answer. Finished second place, but in history, they don't remember the second place.
Thank you.
They remember the trophies. Do you know what I mean? They don't care about the second place.
How do you call that?
Yeah, well,
the power of friendship.
Thank you. Same time. And then pointed, same time. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, trust me. If in American terms, run me that ring. Give
run me
that
ring.
Ring.
A ring is a ring.
I need to go home with some bling.
And the only reason I want that clipping up is because there's so many, well, non-United fans a lot as well, but just Arsenal fans who just don't want to admit that.
Yeah.
But it'd be the same if it was the other way around, the exact same conditions. You'd probably be in the other
side. It's not the same. It's not the same.
Exactly.
It's not the same.
Oh, you'd be like, you could be objective enough to be like, they got us.
Well, yeah, because we had, ironically, we had the same, we'll wrap it up quick, but we went into the same situation. We had the same situation last season. Mm-hmm. We won the League Cup, which is a bit of a like Mickey Mouse Cup, to be fair.
Yeah.
But we won it and finished third. And Arsenal had the best season they'd had in like 10 years, finished second, won nothing. And it was like, you've all been running your mouth off this year. Like,
they've still got Saka though. Is he not their top boy? Why is he
Saka.
But that's their top boy. But he's not their best player.
Nah.
And he's only like 19 or something, isn't he?
He's probably 21, 22 now. Anyway.
Yeah, but forget him now. We got the top boy now.
In it.
My boy Kobbie Mainoo, baby.
That's my boy
right now. Oh, star boy.
Stockport Seedorf.
Come on.
He's Dutch.
Lawrence Seedorf. Damn it.
Oh, Lawrence. Clarence. He's always...
It rhymed. I really
close. Same, but different.
I know what I mean. I'm really close with that one.
Always a bit.
Really close with that one as well.
Right. What'll move on.
Go on, let's move it on.
We want to quiz you on some quick fire this or that.
Yeah. So we've got some... You just got to... No think about it. No opinions. Just lock in for this. I'm going to give you the first 10. He's going to look
for it. Go for it.
You ready? Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
High tops or low tops?
Low
already
tops,
at two.
Low tops.
He says wearing high tops. I respect it. Rap or R&B?
Rap.
Yep. Dragon Ball Z or Demon Slayer?
Oh, damn.
I knew that'd be a tough one for you.
Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball
I'm
Z.
I'm on the last episode, by the way, Dragon Ball Z, of Demon Slayer. The second I get home,
I'll finish it off. Cold.
Four seasons in 2 weeks. Unreal show. Anyway, to keep it going, Nigerian. Or Ghanaian jollof.
Ghanaian jollof. Next question.
I knew it was going to be Beyonce or Rihanna?
Beyonce.
LeBron or Jordan?
Damn. LeBron.
Yeah, respect.
Yeah.
Messi or Ronaldo?
Ronaldo.
KA or Rubicon?
KA.
Football or basketball?
Basketball.
Let's go.
Come on, man. I'll take the L on this one. I'm outnumbered. Yeah. It's okay.
Wait, so did you guys like guess what you think my answer was going to be?
No, I thought I already knew what a few of them was going to be.
He thinks that counts as a loss for me. I don't know.
No, it doesn't. I'm just covering up.
I'm going to give you the West.
Yon.
Go on.
UK wise, North or South?
North.
Respect. And he's got feet in both camps. You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
Easy answer. Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram.
Kendrick or Drake?
Kendrick, Kung Fu Kenny, boy, what?
I knew it was going to be this.
They're not like us, let's go.
Exactly. J. Cole or Nas?
Oh,
yeah, that's a tough
Nas,
one.
That's a tough
Nas,
one.
Nas,
yeah,
come
on. Fair. Biggie or Pac?
Pac.
Like it. Kanye West or Drake?
Kanye.
You reckon the shirt as well?
I mean Drake. What?
Jesus.
Drake, what?
Love that. Dave Chappelle or Kevin Hart?
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. Thank you. That's right. You worked me there. Outkast or Wu-Tang?
Outkast.
Do you know?
I think I was going to say neither. I completely agree. Like D12, just throw a new name in there.
I thought that'd be an unpopular opinion, but I completely agree.
No, yeah, Outkast, I think it's definitely.
Denzel Washington or Samuel L. Jackson?
Denzel.
Yeah, I like it. And last one, Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think that's correct.
I think I could have.
Muhammad Ali's the GOAT, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But what Mike Tyson's doing now, for me, is not. No, I don't mean just the fight he's got. I mean, like, everything, like, he's kind of embraced everything, like, podcasting.
Yeah, yeah, his podcast's great.
He's out more.
Yeah,
he's,
talk about changing like, his, like, yeah, life.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know,
life,
like, I don't know, just, it's
very
nice
honest
to see,
as well,
you know?
Isn't
yeah, it? Yeah, it's so honest, so
consider
open,
how different he was, like, in the 80s and 90s when he first came about.
Literally,
and how feared
man.
He was. And now he's, like, talking about his feelings, talking about how
this is it.
Exactly,
he was
man.
Terrified of him,
of himself.
The person he was.
Exactly.
And he said,
and
every time I got in the ring,
sorry to make it, like, but, like,
now go on.
I feel like, as black men, you know, we don't see that a lot anymore, you know what I mean? Getting that chance to see someone who's, like, this scary, competitive guy that literally would, like, bite people and now opening up and, like, you know what I mean? Like, crying and all these things.
It makes think that's so, I think that's
it's
so
powerful. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's so powerful. It's like, it just... Yeah, man. Mike Tyson.
Innit?
I respect it as well.
He's that guy.
And I hope he busts up Jake Paul, man.
It's coming up
soon. Can we have a quick prediction on that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, go
because,
on.
Like, we've all seen Mike Tyson, how he looks right now.
Yeah.
That man is, I literally saw like a video breaking down his physique now compared to in his prime.
Yeah.
And it's the best he's looked since he was
he's late 20s.
He looks insane.
Yeah. But Jake's done as well. Jake's like 220 pounds now. He's heavy. He's packed on a lot of weight. And I think he needs it.
Have you been watching Mike Tyson's training videos?
Yeah.
I feel like even if he's lost half the power, he's still gonna put
have
a
you seen
hole
how,
in
how
it.
Scared his, how scared his trainer looks when he's like, come here. Okay, Mike.
Literally, so I'm worried because I don't know. I think Jake Paul, all these wins he's had, he's paid some of them off.
Honestly.
It depends now. Is Mike Tyson.
I said this for the Woodley fight.
I think Mike Tyson, his legacy is too big for him to
he
go out like that.
No, he
this
won't.
Is the debate because I had a conversation with someone the other day that was like, oh, no. Like, it's Mike's going to knock him out and all this. And obviously, I agree Mike is going to win. Mm. But there's just not a chance in hell that Jake Paul has signed up for a fight where he can get embarrassed.
No.
Yeah. I think there's going to be clause after clause.
Yeah.
And the people are going, oh, well, nah, it's been like clarified as a professional fight now. I don't give a shit. It's still going to be close.
Nah, you know
he
what's
can't knock
be?
Me out.
No.
You can't do this. You
can't
do
that. Yeah.
And they want it to go all the way because of how many sponsors.
Writers,
blah, blah, blah. Mike Tyson's not stupid. He wants his bag.
Isn't it?
Fair play.
Get that money.
He deserves it.
But like, one thing I say is, I watch them do like, yo, if he by some miracle, knocks out Mike Tyson, he'll probably become one of the most hated people on earth. Can he ride that wave?
I think people forget about because people...
I think he'll
try. He'll definitely try. But I don't think
Jake Paul is the most genius marketer. You know why? He's been doing professional boxing training for, 7 years now? But in interviews, he goes, I'm just a YouTuber. But then people look at him and go, he shouldn't be winning. He's just a
YouTuber. Yep.
So then when he does win these fights, or if he loses, it's a win-win. Because if he wins, he goes, I'm just a YouTuber. And if he loses...
I'm just
then,
a YouTuber.
You know, I'm just you. It's the most genius tactic.
I don't disagree at all.
It has no accountability.
Yeah.
But even though he's had day in, day out, the best trainers in the world from like Floyd's camp are training him. It's the most genius tactic because the word is just, people don't take him seriously as a fighter. So if he wins or loses,
don't get me wrong, Nash. Like he's improved like so much.
Of course
much,
he has.
Like so much more, even better than his brother. Like at first people were like, his brother's the one.
His brother's just a better athlete.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Have you seen him WWE? Sorry, I'm taking it on a tangent.
Oh,
crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. I've been watching him. I'm like, you know, I think he was born to like wrestle.
But he's a showman, isn't it? So that's the kind of way.
Let's be honest, they are athletes.
Yeah.
To be fair to him.
No, but like what he's doing is... But he's jumping from like the ring side, like
mad shit.
Crazy. He's doing like big boy stunts, man.
Yeah.
Like,
ironically, we could actually see Logan Paul and Tyson Fury in a WWE match in the next couple of years.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Not at all.
That'd be cool.
They love doing that, so it wouldn't surprise me.
What did you guys think of I think you guys already spoke about it.
We did briefly, But we were more laughing about everyone else thinking they're like geniuses on it. But
about what? I missed what you said.
The Tyson and Usyk.
Oh, yeah. We did.
Well, ironically, we are hot on the press that today it's been confirmed. Is it December?
Yeah, December. Yeah, 21st.
Yeah, I've seen it.
21st.
Yeah,
for my birthday.
No, but I think now I'm talking more about, you know what Tyson was saying afterwards?
Yeah, I watched it live. I did think it was low.
But I was just like, what is the point you're trying to make it? That's even worse.
As if they're going to go, you know what? We're right. Yeah. Let's change the result now. Tyson, you want it?
Yeah.
We did it because of the war, of course.
But it's the way Tyson was like, oh, the guy fought really well and deserves to win. Got it because his country's at war. You can't humble lose and also claim.
But what I'm saying to my boys here, what happened to AJ when he fought Usyk? Was that not the similar
That's
thing?
That's true. They lost their heads.
Usyk just gave him a little concussion and they were just rambling.
He's a very technical fighter though, when they're in it. I think if Tyson didn't fall, if he didn't go down that one bit,
it was a rope holding him.
It was close.
It was fail. I think if that didn't happen, it was going to be a draw.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Because it was so close. Yeah, no, and when
the ref saved him.
It was like one or two punches, I think, both sides.
Yeah.
And then Usyk won it, which I think was generous because I think at the 100%. End it was like, okay, he's fallen. And even the consensus is one person's been rattled and fallen. If ref doesn't come in there, he's fallen. He'll probably get up because we saw it against Wilder. Yeah. And he's obviously got an iron chin. But it's still just how the audience
Usyk
view it.
Him up though. Usyk actually. I've never seen Fury look so
rattled,
flustered, and scared. Literally. Like
for someone so small, like, you think Wilder was as tall as him, an unbelievable athlete.
To me, that's technicality, though. That's, Usyk's, you know what I mean? Forget power. If he's catching, you don't know where the punch is coming from.
But to be fair as well, as much as people are saying that like Tyson really trained, he's like the best he's trained for a while for this fight. Blah blah blah. Like. As much as he brought up the Ukraine thing, let's all be honest about the situation. Usyk was literally on the front line 12 months ago.
He was.
You know, Tyson Fury's in his like gold mansion. Usyk's on the front line.
That's it.
Like,
man.
At the end of the day, we all talk about Tyson's hard as nails in the ears, but Usyk had him match for match, like, if not more. Do you know what I mean?
I'd say more. But yeah.
So it's we can talk about that for one thing. But the other thing is, I think they get so rattled by Usyk is because he just keeps his mouth shut all the time.
That's it.
And it's a bit like,
I feel
exactly.
I feel. Like you're about to fight. What? I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna punch you up. Then he goes, I feel. I don't want this.
He's a bum. I'm gonna go home.
But imagine like it's the same with like McGregor and stuff. Like part of Fury's game is his mind games and he's running his mouth
off. Yeah.
Imagine running your mouth off for the weeks and weeks up to it and you get nothing back. He sparks you out.
It's gonna rattle you, innit? Yeah, exactly.
I mean, AJ literally like has been a changed man since that day. Do you know what I mean?
He cut his hair. I was like, I understand.
He's had like psychiatrists.
Yeah, literally,
like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't
know. Scary, man.
So Usyk, to be fair, I think we might have to start giving him his flowers.
Yeah.
Oh, I think, he deserves it for sure.
I don't know. I did really want Tyson to be the first unified champ though.
They'll do it where he'll guaranteed Tyson will win the second one, then they'll go third.
And they have to if they do it. It always happens like that.
Yeah.
No, but do you know what I'm saying? People are saying Tyson's not the same though since the whole Ngannou thing.
I don't think he is now.
Yeah. Like, so.
It showed his mortality for one, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
literally,
know.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair to Ngannou though, in fact, actually, like to spin that, I think that's when AJ then beat Ngannou. That's the first time I've seen AJ for a while and gone, actually, you could probably still do something in this division.
Yeah, but like,
because I thought AJ
was
like
Ngannou though. Like, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. He's powerful. He's not a boxer.
No. Very true. So the way AJ slapped him was like that's the best I've seen AJ in a long time.
Yeah, but he was going off the body, being technical, but not against a boxer. You get what I mean?
But I suppose
maybe I'm just being very critical.
You are absolutely right. But he's fighting Wilder soon, so I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Now that's like, going to be a big fight.
Yeah.
What's your prediction? We've been wanting to see AJ and
Wilder for ages. Yeah.
I think AJ on points. I don't think anyone's going to sleep.
The thing is,
even if Deontay's got like the hardest punch pound for pound in fighting, but I don't think it just go points.
He's another one though. Wilder's not been the same since Fury. So like, you've got two fighters with a point to prove, both off the boil. It could go either way.
But it's an easier fight for him.
AJ's got a bit of a weak chin, as we've seen. Yeah, I mean, Andy Ruiz knocked him out.
Yeah, literally,
fat Mexican boy.
I mean, that's what broke AJ.
Yeah,
damn right.
Someone who was built like Superman against someone that was him.
Yeah, but to be fair, like, you know, Andy Ruiz has been like fighting cockerels for his since he was 2 years old.
I don't trust his physique as well. Anyone that big shouldn't have legs that skinny.
What's holding you up?
He's built like SpongeBob and it's the strangest physique I've ever seen.
Nah.
He's a 32 waist and he's an double XL t-shirt.
And one win, he had four belts.
Yeah, very confusing.
SpongeBob held four
belts.
That's disappointing.
Nah.
But anyway.
Anyway.
Let's keep it moving.
Have we got any other sports stuff? Oh, bro, this is such a random segue, but I had to discuss it, right?
Go on.
This morning, Gary Neville on The Overlap was interviewing Wayne Rooney, right? And I just wanted to discuss the fact that as a big red, Wayne Rooney is one of the best footballers to ever play the game, but that man is just hilarious. He's the most confusing boy you've ever met. Right, they were asking him about warm-up tunes to go on, and especially talking to basketball fans, mm-hmm. right? That's a big question to ask a sportsman, oh, yeah. I think.
They always got big...
Any guesses what Wayne Rooney's warm-up tune was?
It's going to be something mad like Celine Dion or something, isn't it?
Way worse.
Was Adele? It like Spice Girls or something?
Taylor?
Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle?
To be... Listen.
What, has she even got an album?
Listen.
Wild Horses, Susan Boyle.
That's listen. Crazy. Go on. I don't know. To me, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Really?
How? It makes sense.
What are you listening to before you go, when you're walking to the park to go play?
You're Wild Horses, Susan Boyle.
No, so...
Go on, fair
go
enough.
On, go on, hear it. Yeah, I'm going to hear it. Lil Mix.
So, I played last week Thursday.
Go yeah. on.
And the song I was playing was the song.
That song?
Yeah.
To be right.
Susan Boyle?
That version?
No.
I was going to say, because Wild Horses is a fucking
no, not Susan
song.
Boyle. So I was listening to Lil Foot, Bigfoot.
Oh, Childish Gambino. Right. Okay, yeah. Spoilers.
But yeah,
okay,
like,
yeah.
That's right. Different though, I think. Is still, it? That's different levels. That's what it was going to be.
An elite sportsman, he said he used to have a massage before the warm-up and he'd whack Susan Boyle Wild Horses on
yeah, so but like, mad. Think about the way Champions Wayne Rooney final. Plays. But think about the way Wayne Rooney plays. He's very engine, you know what I mean? So you need...
Oh, he did say that. You need to, going.
But I don't know, like...
Because I'm
like,
I have to listen to quite chill stuff. So when I get to the court, I get fired up, I'm at least starting from that. Like minus.
I'm the exact opposite. I've got a playlist called Balling. And that playlist is going on. It starts off with like 2 Chainz or something because I need some.
Now I've heard you played it before at the park.
Yeah.
Nice playlist is cool.
It's a great playlist.
And then he wonders why I'd be trash talking.
This is what I mean. This is the kind of music that's perpetuating this kind of
warming him up.
But then he's not happy once I start cooking. But
well, that's what I mean. It depends if he's on my team or not, innit?
That's a whole different conversation.
It depends. If he's on my team, then calm.
I mean, to be fair though, like I get the whole calming down thing. And again, maybe not to be too harsh on Susan Boyle, but an elite sportsman listening to Susan Boyle just doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even know she was still active.
What if he said like What if he said like Adele would have made it better?
Yeah.
Why though?
Because she's a credible artist.
So is Susan Boyle.
Why are you sleeping
since
on Susan
when?
Boyle?
She's a UK credible
Sam, that's
artist.
A golden buzz of Britain's got talent.
Thank
finalist.
You. Yeah.
Probably.
Exactly.
Know.
That's what I was going to say for the same reason why.
I hear your point.
Adele's a fantastic artist, to be fair.
On this, while we're moving on to this, do you want to get onto the top 500 songs that I've yet to see? I don't know if Kingston's seen it either. Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to say for you right now.
I'm going to look away from your iPad because I don't want to see this. I, want to be
I did. We had a conversation last week, right? Yeah. Of the top Apple Music released the top 100 albums.
Albums, yeah, I've seen that.
So you might have seen, right? And we spoke about the top 10.
Yeah.
It's like there's not too many shockers in there, but there's a couple of questionable ones. And the reason, and we wanted to then think about other lists because there's like, it's the same with like the GOAT debate and the Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. There's many right answers and there's many wrong answers, right? But the Rolling Stones list of the top 500 songs ever is the most questionable piece of journalism you've ever seen in your life, man.
You got some surprising entries.
So there was 500 songs, so I won't go through that.
No.
So from 1 to 150, I put my surprise entries in there, right?
Go on, let's hear it.
Number two, the second best written song. We don't know what metrics they've done this on.
If this song is not, if this song is younger than 20 years old, I'm going to be gobsmacked.
Nah, it's not necessarily that. It's more a case of, and to be fair, from after reading a couple of them, obviously I think there's the whole, there's cultural aspects, like there's a lot of punk
rock
tunes.
There's a lot of variables.
There's a lot of like civil rights movement tunes. It's like a lot of Vietnam War tunes. Yeah. So whatever. But number two,
go on.
Public Enemy, Fight the Power.
Oh, that's not...
And number two.
Number two.
Second best song ever made, mate.
That's crazy.
Can you believe it?
That's crazy.
That's
crazy.
Public Enemy are not even a top 10 hip-hop group but ever.
The whole They were doing that's that for like crazy. The whole protest movement of the culture at the time. Fucking pick any other rap group.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
There was not one NWA tune to be seen in the top 20.
Really?
Not one.
Not Cream. Cream is such a...
Wait, what?
I said NWA.
You said NWA. I heard Wu-Tang. Carry on.
How?
Wu-Tang, I was listening.
How? Would lift me up and like fucking call me across the room if I said that.
My heart nearly sank. I was about to rethink our friendship.
You sat in front of a Wu-Tang clan jersey.
No, that's my...
He wouldn't let me sit that down.
He said NWA.
I heard Wu-Tang. You said NWA. I wasn't listening to that. I heard Wu-Tang.
NWA.
There's not a way he's going to admit that.
Okay, do you know what?
It's terrible.
NW, you heard the W, then you went Wu-Tang.
I don't know what I did.
I'm trying to link it for you.
That's a friend right there.
That's what I did. That's
a friend right there.
That's what I did.
My boy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Number eight, Kingston. Missy Elliott, Get Your Free Come.
They had her...
Look at his face. What the fuck is that?
No, they had her like the fourth best rapper of all time or something crazy as well. They're really rating her massively.
Honestly, get that's, your freak
who
on
is,
Missy
who is, who, yo, who is doing this? No. Who's doing this?
Missy Elliott, work it, is 56.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I'm not being, and to be fair, we'd be here all day. To really gauge how bad these are, you have to see the ones around it. Mm-hmm.
Keep reading, go on.
Number 20 is Dancing On My Own by Robin. Could you even tell me how that goes?
Is it? Oh, how's it going? No, no.
I keep dancing on my own.
Nope.
Exactly, right?
Nope.
And
nope.
A lot of people do know that song. Mm-hmm. They couldn't tell me who the artist is, right? I only know it because I read the list.
Yeah.
And then when I'm looking into it, the most popular version of that song is a fucking X Factor winner. Callum Scott is called.
Outrageous. Go on.
20th best song ever written, mate. 20th best song ever written. And for context, do you know number 17 is Bohemian Rhapsody?
That's crazy.
That should be the easy
that's
number
not
one
top
for me.
Three like,
oh,
that's,
okay, yeah. Now, always, Bohemian Rhapsody has to be up there. Definitely top
three.
Ten.
I think top three, me. Because the thing is...
No, but we're talking about songs of all time.
Yeah, exactly. But
top 10 Bohemian
Rhapsody.
It's such
a tough one. And again, like I said, there's lots of... There's, I think what someone summed it up actually, I should say, there's lots of right answers, but like... There's some really like wrong answers.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody being number one isn't a wrong answer. People could not agree with it, but it's not. It deserves to be up there.
True.
And I've always thought it's so hard to gauge something like the best song ever made. But Bohemian Rhapsody has everything. 17. They put it 17.
Go on. I want to hear that like 15 will be like Fifi with Nicki Minaj and Tekashi 6ix9ine or something ridiculous.
Number 30 was Royals by Lord.
Royals?
Oh my God.
Debut
tune. Be honest, no, like when that came out, that had the world in a chokehold.
Yeah, big tune, but 30th, like best song ever.
Best song ever made.
No, but like,
that song's not
I'm
even
not gonna lie, that song, let's be real, innit? Somebody's, that song was like crap.
Even still, but that was the metric, gotta be like crap.
Maybe, because I could find myself even there.
Maybe. Yeah, no, good song.
For no reason.
Catchy song.
But what number was it? 30?
30.
Yeah, no, I would not put it at 30. It would be way lower than that.
That's more the point.
I'd be like 458. Is that 500, didn't it, you said?
500.
Yeah, 458.
But you should
like down there.
I should
that's such a random number.
I thought I'd have been going extra, but I should have put the rest of the list because if you saw what 29 was and 31, you'd be like, that is scandalous that that's 30.
But what do you think about was it Apple Music album one? Do you think that was like...
I think it was better than the Rolling Stones
definitely
list.
Definitely, way better.
Definitely.
Yeah, by the sounds of it, yeah.
But I still think some of them were a bit wild to put in there, but it's obviously very subjective. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to...
Yeah, definitely.
But does
number one deserve its flowers?
So this is the thing. I also thought I was a bit of the wrong person to ask because I'd literally made a TikTok a couple of days before saying, nah, do you know what? Miss Education, Lauryn Hill could be a GOAT album. Mm-hmm. Like, people can't deny it. Mm-hmm. And then it went and got first. Yeah. And I was like, I've kind of got down that hill now.
Yeah.
Because it's one of my favourite albums. But is it really the best album? Yeah. Thriller was second. I think
if
that's
it is,
like,
then it should be. It should be
mental.
Considered like the best hip hop album of all time, which
exactly.
it isn't.
But
it's in the top 10, but it's not one.
I think the top 10 was difficult, but Thriller is the only album that on every single metric of what makes a good album should just be number one by far.
You know, it should have been Thriller, Off the Wall, Bad, then Songs of the Key Life, Stevie Wonder. You should have gone Michael, Stevie. That's a good top four. And then throw in whatever else at five on my ass. Elvis. I'm like,
anyway.
Right.
So, but to be fair, the more problems with the top 10
go
list
on.
Were just like Lemonade by Beyonce was 10. Like, it was recency bias, I thought.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
Like, and people were like, and again, I suppose that's what I meant when I say I'm kind of the wrong person for it because a lot of hip hop fans were like, yes, this list is pretty good. But like, that's just one.
I thought it was a hip hop.
Blonde by Frank Ocean was 5.
That's
honestly
so
like my GOAT album. I have the vinyl right there. Yeah. I think, in my eyes, number 5 at least. But it's not though, is it?
Nah.
It's probably not, is it?
It's also way too new. So record came out 2016.
Right. Yeah. No, do you know, I think,
8 years old.
That one, someone just was not doing their research. They kind of asked around, oh, what's your favourite album?
Yeah.
Got everyone's out and then went, okay, this is how I like them.
Yeah.
Because,
I tell you what though, this is a clip right here.
Go on.
Zane Lowe, you know Zane Lowe, the Apple DJ? The bald Aussie dude.
You recognise him?
I think he might be New Zealand.
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, he's the one who interviews everybody, right? Yeah. He absolutely nailed it, right? He was asked on some like talk show about the list and they grilled him on the same stuff we've just had a conversation about and he said, the thing is about Frank Ocean's Blonde, he said, because he's a bit like us, he loves the album obviously, he's like, the reason that one is debatable is because if you ask anyone who was given it the time of day, they'll say it deserves its flowers. It deserves its flowers. But because of the niche kind of album it is, it hasn't got the support to be that number one list.
Nah, I get you.
And I thought it was a good way of putting it, because if you've given that album its chances...
Because the thing was, album of all time, innit? Best album of all time. See, yeah.
That's just not right, is it?
Yeah. Do you not also think because he's dropped nothing since...
Yeah, innit? Yeah.
Then it becomes more revered because...
More iconic.
If he'd sat on that, if Drake stopped it, if you're reading this, it's too late, in 2016 and gave his one album since then,
it might be
they all have more value. But because if he's throwing out a new tape every summer and winter,
can we not talk about that boy? We
don't. Yeah, now
we'll talk about BBL Drizzy, man.
We've spoke like five
BBL Drizzy.
We've spoke like five episodes in a row on it as well.
And I was about to delve into this again.
Did you hear the with Sexy Red that he hopped on?
I honestly didn't think it was real at first. I was like, yeah,
but what did you think of it?
I thought it was shit.
I quite liked it.
So it started off great. I was like, ooh, okay. First thing Drake has dropped since this whole situation.
I felt brave, to be fair.
Yeah.
But then you hopped on it. I was like, this is corny. This is so corny.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then my boy went, what else do you expect from Drake? I went,
yeah, that's his bag.
You know, yeah, this is corny, man.
See, again, and not to go into it, but another reason why I think Kendrick wiped the floor with him, because Drake's supposed to dominate the comedic, kind of like making jokes. And Kendrick stepped out of his lane into Drake's lane
and then cooked him.
Cooked him.
But have you seen the whole, what's it called? New Hope King in Canada?
No.
Oh, no, like, no, no.
So the restaurant they were talking about where he's like, oh, I could go New Hope King and eat.
That's blown up because of it.
Yeah, so it was like, it wasn't doing great.
Well, shout out to that small business.
Yeah,
thing.
And then, no, think about it. Then in the space of what? How long was the beef? Let's say three weeks?
Two weeks.
Drake came, ate there, shot his video. Then everyone's coming there. Can I order the Kendrick special? And there's a whole Kendrick special.
As if you'd even call it that.
But like, amazing. It was like dying down where like you could go there, you could always get a table. Now you have to book like 4 months in advance and all this. Yo.
That'll be like Bidley Mega Chippy though. That'll die out in a couple months as well.
No, but still. Imagine like
dies out
right now, like an artist from London.
Yeah.
He's talking about some place a Manchester artist used to eat.
Yeah.
And then that place blows
Chapel
up because,
Street, yeah,
because that London, bro, that's a violation.
I completely agree. Personally, I wouldn't have it. I saw so many videos of like clubs in Vermont and like all these big Canadian cities just blasting
out.
Like,
yeah.
And like Drake's supposed to dominate.
I think
that.
It's dying down. I've seen a video now of a DJ got kicked out of a venue because he played Not Like Us.
I reckon that's because of Drake's like.
Yeah, no, Drake, yeah.
That's not
definitely,
the fans
definitely, yeah.
Do you know what? Actually, that's a perfect segue because Drake's first entry in the top 500 list.
Let me guess.
Go on, what do you think Drake's most critically acclaimed song is?
Oh.
Best song. What would you expect to be on the
list?
In
the Rolling Stones one.
In the Rolling Stones
one. Over My Dead Body. Legend.
Marvin's Room.
Marvin's Room's a good shout. Don't tell me because I feel like I can get this. Hotline Bling. It's going to be One Dance.
Semi-close.
One Dance. It's not One Dance either. Don't tell me.
I'm trying to think. What would it be?
I'm trying to go through like Take Care.
When you hear it, it's his. To give you a clue, it's definitely his poppiest.
Start from the bottom,
one.
Now we're here.
No, it's definitely his poppiest one. Like people who
I
don't
listen
to rap. I
said Hotline Bling and One Dance. That was them.
That's true. That's true.
Like, you said it. This
is literally like the third one. Just because you said it doesn't mean it's right.
Bro, yeah.
So I just said it.
I'm going to kick myself. Those are the two that come to mind.
Put it this way. Like people who, like Drake does that thing where every now and then he drops a pop tune that people who hate rap go, oh, this
God's Plan.
God's Plan's a good guess.
No.
Do you want it?
That's going to really annoy me. I'm not guessing.
Hold On, We're Going Home.
Hold On, We're Going Home.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, but that's not even him.
So
that's those two. Is it the two brothers?
That's all.
It doesn't even count. With Drake, now we know all his ghostwriters. We don't even know anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Drake isn't Drake.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Literally.
But that's so, that Take Care as well. That's old Drake.
Yeah, literally.
This is the thing. Like, I know we all hate Drake right now. Obviously, we love lots of Drake's tunes. Mm. That ain't in the top 10.
No, it's not. Yeah. I can even try to try and
choose. And just was it in top 10?
No. It was 129. But actually, what I wanted to say was 96. This one really annoyed me because of the song title.
Give us the artist.
96, Jay-Z, his first song. What do you think it is?
New York State of Mind. It's not New York State of Mind.
No.
I would have thought it would have been that. Someone from the Black Album.
No, that's not just Jay-Z.
I mean, off the top of my head, I think it's his first entry. I think it might have been. It might have not been, but anyway.
I'm not even the biggest Jay-Z fan, so you know, I wouldn't be able to guess it.
It was 99 Problems.
Oh, that makes sense.
Which makes sense, but...
99, was it? 99 Problems at what, 96?
at night. Thank you. Yeah, did that not just piss you off?
Well, that's ironic. You're just lazy.
That's just
you were
lazy
so
journalism.
You were free.
That's just lazy, literally.
Just lazy
if you're
journalism.
Gonna do it, just do it. Just
yeah. Like, don't put him in the 90s if you're not gonna put him in 99.
Oh, I would have done like 98 or 100
yeah, exactly.
Just to be cheeky.
Yeah.
Yeah, they missed the boat on that one.
Yeah.
Beyonce's Formation was 73. Fucking hell.
I love Formation, but, yeah, but I agree, what? It shouldn't be really in there.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Who Run the World Girls was in the top 100, right?
I would have thought Deja Vu be in the like the
I think Crazy in Love was the highest. I think that was Crazy in Love, I think was in the top 20, which again that surprised me. A great song, but that surprised me.
Well,
big
she's
time,
gonna though. Be in there because she's at the top of the.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Like,
that song is a bop.
What you going into there?
It is a bop.
That song is a bop.
But actually, what I did want to say was the thing is with Beyonce's. Oh yeah, sorry. Who Run the World Girls? One thing I'll never give for Beyonce why she shouldn't be in these lists is there's a perfect. In fact, I think it was Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm. There's a meme that went round with like nerdy musicians or whatever of like the state of the music industry these days, and it was all the lyrics of Bohemian Rhapsody. The genius of it, mm-hmm. written and produced by the band.
Yeah.
So what, four names?
Yeah.
And realistically, it was probably Freddie and mm-hmm. Brian May, yeah. for argument's sake. Who Run the World Girls? 90% of the lyrics were Who Run the World mm-hmm. Girls? Who Run mm-hmm. the World? Who Run This Mother? Who, mm-hmm. For 3 minutes.
Yeah. Yep.
25 yeah, writers and
that's
producers.
How it is, though. When you're that big, there's no...
But I think, no, but... Collaboration. I've seen that, though. It also includes... It has to include definitely the verses and everything as well, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, still, I get your point.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And again... We're not going to sit here and act like that wasn't a tune, yeah. like it was a tune, but it's not the point. Like that
I think that's
the
problem the with Drake,
100.
Though. Sorry to take it back, but that's the problem with Drake. Because he wants to be a rapper, but as a rapper, you can't have loads of people writing your songs.
No, you can't.
And then what else? All these, what's it called?
Ghostwriters.
Yeah, no, the demo, you know, like all the demo tracks are being leaked now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are they called? The draft... Songs.
Oh, what, when it's just the demo takes of like the writers of...
Yeah, know, who originally recorded it. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
what's the actual name for them?
Oh my God.
How am I losing? I'm blanking.
No.
Sample right. tracks.
Yeah.
The sample
no,
tracks.
It was, oh my God.
What, of his own stuff? Or what do you mean? Like original
No, so like,
stuff?
No, so the stuff that he released. So for example, what song was it? There was a song. So let's say he released whatever song it is. Then the sample tracks are being released. So it'd be like Lil Yachty. Who wrote it?
Reference tracks.
Reference track. Yeah. There we go.
Fucks, that took me
like,
way too
it was
long,
not
man.
Coming to me. Yeah. Sample tracks I had the closest. Yeah. So yeah, so all these reference tracks of the original people
I
writing
see.
The song. But then it's some of Drake's biggest songs.
Yeah.
So now we're just like, it's who even are you?
That. Speaking of which, sorry, this one will blow you away if you don't already know it. Drunk in Love, who did the reference track?
Do you know?
Do you know it?
I have
who
no idea.
Who did the reference track for Drunk in Love?
Don't tell me that, me gosh.
Oh, you won't guess.
Well, it's not someone like Khaled or something. It's someone
nah. See,
Ed Sheeran?
Nah, you're not even close.
Nah.
Benny Blanco?
Nah.
No,
think of someone who you'd be like, nah.
Yeah.
American. American.
Susan Boyle, you're right.
Is it an actual
okay, American
yeah.
rapper? Yeah. American rapper. I'm trying to give you as little clues as
ASAP.
You're
am
no,
I close with
no,
ASAP?
No, you're, I say you're,
Joey Badass.
No, you're going too much into it.
Go more into
like
the auto-tune.
Yeah, the auto-tune.
Oh, Lil Uzi.
No.
Wait, it's not.
You're on the echelon.
You're
going
to say it. That's on
Future.
Yeah.
It's Future.
Yeah.
No, wait, when you said thing, it was either go Future or it was going
to
go Young Thug.
Yeah,
bro,
now
Future.
It's so mad.
And
to
have you heard
well.
the reference track?
I think it's sick.
The reference track, I enjoyed it way more.
Welcome in this kitchen, so you're
hungry. Yo, the way he was ripping was crazy.
It
yeah,
is
man.
Crazy.
But when did Drunken Love come out?
2014, 13.
Yeah. Future wasn't really active that early. I remember.
But here's another one who's been
like
a writer for years before
yeah,
it, wasn't he?
Literally, yeah.
And again, like Beyonce has everyone in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, Beyonce is one of them that's like, oh, you're about to be massive.
Mm.
Come on.
Yeah.
Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
No, but
yeah,
I feel like being nutty, that's my thing. I think being a singer is different.
Mm.
When yeah. you're a singer, like the one thing you can do is the performance aspect of it. Only you can do that.
Yeah.
Like Chris Brown said it, innit? I might have writers, but I'm the only one who can sing it like that. So it's different. Whereas rap
yeah,
is more
different.
Of a sport.
It's more personal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like rap is a sport. Your pen is part of your mm-hmm. ability, innit? Your
yeah,
pen
yeah.
is how you shoot the three, if that
it's
makes
like
sense.
It's like Ronaldo saying, everyone scores goals for me, but like I'm still the best goal scorer.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like,
that's
it's,
it.
It's,
you know what I mean?
You know, so, it's a pride thing as well.
I've said this on rappers before, and I think this is where they're similar to fighters, where you notice how most rappers' first tapes are often their best. Because that's when they're hungriest
mm-hmm.
and it's when they're still flipping burgers and that.
Yeah, exactly.
So you
yeah.
feel it in their music mm-hmm. and then when they're 10 years in and they're rich as hell, what are you spitting bars about?
No, I think, yeah, more, no, but I think that's more the audience and being able to relate now, you know what
that's
I mean?
What I mean, but do you not think, I think it's just got a much different feel.
Yeah, of course.
When I'm hearing Nas Illmatic and I'm listening to a 17-year-old who's just, who's broke and who's writing this
yeah.
like
nah, yeah.
unreal music, even though like he just got a, you know, a couple of years ago his first Grammy for King's Dead, like it's still valid and 25 years late, but it's kind of like his, the better stuff is the earlier stuff for a lot of these.
Yeah, no, definitely, man.
Well, do you know what could be the perfect segue for that?
Go on.
Right now, we have the album rollout for Slim Shady's new album.
Yeah, it's coming out today. Oh, what's tomorrow. It called? It's coming out tomorrow. The Death of Slim Shady.
The Death of Slim Shady.
Oh, no, I saw something like Houdini sign.
No, because he's saying like him doing like retiring, like he's killing that character off, isn't it? Yeah. So we had David Blaine saying, I want to disappear. Some people think this might be his last album, then he's out, which I doubt because every time someone says that, they're not really.
But again, he's kind of a prime example of like, if he'd have stopped writing 10 years ago.
Yeah,
he'd be on my Mount Rushmore. Do you know what I mean?
Like, he'd still be on my Mount Rushmore. I don't know. I hear you, boy.
There's an awful way of saying it, but there's a blessing almost in your career dying young.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone talks about, well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like the 27 Club, for example, musicians that blew up died at 27. You got your Kurt Cobains, your blah, blah, blah. Like Jimi Hendrix, for example. Jimi Hendrix, people talk about him like he's one of the GOATs, right? He's got what? One album out, two albums out?
Yeah.
If he'd have lived to be like Miles Davis, if Miles Davis had died and his peak, he'd have been one of the best musicians to ever live.
Yeah.
We can't all sit here and act like it's not sad to see Miles Davis gone completely off the ball. Like he made some real shit. And that's why just like, you know, just statistically, ratio wise, he's made a lot of trash. You die at your top, you're going to look like a goat, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
That's a bigger part.
If Eminem had I'm not going to say dad, that's a bit harsh.
No,
if he'd have stopped, retired yeah. and stopped you know what, recovery.
Do you know what it is? No, do you know what it was? I think in this, the rap scene now, these older artists, to me, obviously, sorry to bang on, but like Lil Wayne did it the best, innit? Like now, he dropped his stuff for a bit, but then he's just doing features where he's just bodying the features. Yeah. So what was it?
He did that. Verse,
he did that. Was it not only last year where Nicki dropped, did that song?
He's always going to be
something
Nicki.
Green.
He's
on but it was something green, and that was like they were like that could easily be one of Lil Wayne's best verses ever. Like, you know what I mean?
He's never lost it though. Isn't it?
Yeah, that's what the best stuff he's about now, isn't it?
Yeah, but because he's not relatable, him dropping full bodies of work now won't have the same traction. But
fantastic point.
Coming out with features every now and again.
But that's when you do something different. We miss him. Years ago, when he did his whole guitar when he's playing guitar on the record, isn't it? So he's doing something different.
Yeah,
he's going, I'm going to play electric now. So I'm doing something rock, different.
I love that rock album.
I did. I really loved it as well because it was something different and it's rebirth, so...
And he deserved to do something, try something different like that.
And he's found some of these artists. Like, Nicki's not here without him. Drake's not here without him. So don't Cash Money Records and not...
Trust me.
The thing is as well, like, hopefully that's what we're going to get from Andre 3000 now. Like, you know, and he's retired from rap. Hopefully we still get features and stuff because I honestly will die on the hill.
On his flutes.
Yeah, and Life of the Party on Donda, the extended version of Donda, that Andre verse, one of the best verses I've ever heard in my life.
Yo, nah, I agree with you.
Fantastic.
There.
And Andre 3000 has got easy three or four of the top verses in my hip hop hall. Yeah. And honestly, I think that's one of them. It's just incredible. And
feature artist like, coming in.
And he says he's got nothing to rap about anymore.
But I'm sure, like, do you know, you get to that point though, innit? I'm sure you get to that point, you know what I mean?
I mean, at least he stood up and was like, yo, it's sad I'm for a 40, 50 year old rapper to be like, that's just it. Like,
is that what am I going to rap up my cholesterol levels now? Like?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. He's right.
Fair point. I mean, like, and Eminem, I don't know, man. Like,
the last thing Eminem.
I mean, like,
did,
the way he raps, it's a bit. It doesn't suit. It's rude to say it's outdated now, you know?
Exactly. It doesn't suit being 45 and comfortable, does it?
Exactly.
The last thing that Eminem did that was half decent was his diss track to fucking Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
And that was only because he like stepped out and was like, I'm going to just.
I like his stuff with Jordan Lucas. But I think only because he like he's someone he really reveres, so he like delivers his best part.
Yeah,
no. Always shot with Logic when he did. Kamikaze.
Yeah,
no, that's the album. What's it called?
Yeah. Kamikaze was not great.
No, it wasn't. No. It wasn't great at all. Yeah. But on those ones, when he's against another actual like rapper, because he loves to the penmanship, he'll deliver.
He's still fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just he can't just write. He just can't write catchy songs.
No,
the club anymore. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's what I mean. Like at the moment, he's not dropping verses that people want to recite.
No,
remember old Eminem.
Yeah,
different.
But
story.
Even again, like to give some credit to Dr. Dre, like Eminem's old stuff, not even just his delivery, like everything about him, the beats alone were iconic.
Yeah, they were.
Crazy.
Like, let's be honest,
were.
Anything post 2013 from Eminem, can you even tell me, other than Rap God, I can't, in fact, to be fair, even Rap God, the beat's shit. It's his delivery that's been iconic.
No, what's the
I
one?
I can't tell you anything.
What's the, he did one like recently, like the most recent one that kind of did well on the charts.
I couldn't even tell you.
Oh, I can't remember.
It might be dead obvious to be fair, but I can't even.
Might be Juice WRLD, Godzilla.
It was Godzilla.
It was. Good show.
I thought I liked Godzilla.
That was alright. To be fair, I'll give
you that.
Wasn't a
great album, but it was some good. It's a couple good hits here and there.
But again, he needed
good song with Ed
Sheeran
was alright. But
pull that one.
I hear it.
But I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
We could have. Oh, see, this is the thing. I'd love to talk about that all day, mate.
It could be a 4-hour podcast, but I guess to get back onto you, to close out the conversation, Kingston, what do you have next? What do you want to plug? What do you want to talk about? Where can people go see you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm here, there, and everywhere, innit? But if you really want to know where I'm at, just follow me on Instagram. It's Call Me Kingston on all social medias. But, Tina, what time is it? I'm not even wearing my watch.
Just on eight.
I've got a track dropping tomorrow. Tonight, 12 a.m.
Well, that's going to be...
It's called Bad Man with my boys Broken English.
Mm. Nice.
So, like, it's a little bit of, like, Afrofusion type vibe. But I'm not going to talk too much about it. That's why we didn't announce it. Meant to be kind of just like a little surprise for everyone.
Is it? Okay.
Well, this will be out when that's already out there.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. But yeah.
That's you. Well, let's be honest. If you ever sat at home with nothing to do, it could be a Tuesday night. He's going to be doing something. We're playing somewhere.
Follow his socials. Something. See where he's at.
Yeah, follow me on socials. I'm always active. Yeah.
Damn right.
Come say hello. Message me. Like, I always respond. You know me. I'm always on socials doing something. So hit me up.
Active. Yeah. Well, there you go. Me and Liam want to pass on our massive thank yous.
Nah, guys, thank you for having me. Long time coming.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And honestly, if you enjoyed the episode, you're going to enjoy his performances even more.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm a big fan of you guys as well. Like watching the series, everything you guys are doing got me cracking.
You appreciate that.
Cracking up.
A lot of time.
Well,
and effort,
it's a pleasure to launch series two of you. Yeah,
let's go.
Thank you, bro. Let me get into that. Close it out.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in for the whole of series one and being here for series two for us. And again, big thank you to Kingston. Stick around for the performances. It's going to be a big series, bro.
Over and out.
We're going to be playing the Apollo at the end of the series.
Well, come on.
Live
let's
tickets
see.
Coming.
It
no,
will
I'm joking.
Be.
But who knows?
Well, you don't joke. No,
maybe.
Manifest that one.
Shit and gigs did it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was thinking more series three.
Okay, yeah. No, series three debut.
Yeah, we're going to be the first podcast win a Grammy.
Ooh, I like that.
There probably might already be one, to be honest.
No. Sure. Manifest it.
No, there's not. Yeah, it's going to be us.
Sure, bro. It's going to be us.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much, everybody. This has been an exciting one, and I can't wait for the next one. Again, tune in for the performances. Follow us on all socials, Phil Weirds Studios on everything, TikTok.
Be on the screen now.
Yeah. That'll be my job.
Yeah.
All your streaming platforms, YouTube, everything, and go and check out Call Me Kingston on everything.
Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, boy.